Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, folks. Good evening for a Monday, March 30th, 2015. My name is Gary L. Wimmer, and you are listening to Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk Radio. So good to have you folks out tonight. I usually have a co-host with me. Dina Flanagan had something she had to attend to this evening. So I'm going to be your only host on the show tonight, which means I may take a break from time to time, play a little music, get a little air, have a fresh drink of water. So again, good to have you folks out. For those of you who have not gone to our website, psychicsgonewild.com, be sure and go there, and on the left side of the page, there is a contact link. Be sure and click on that, give us your information, and you will be registered to get one of the various prizes we're going to give away on Psychics Gone Wild. So be sure and do that. Meanwhile, again, good to have you folks out tonight. I'm going to explain just a little bit about what I do and my experience. And for those of you all who want a reading, be sure and press 1 when you tune into the show so we'll see that you actually do want to make a reading, get a reading or make a comment. Having said that, in the late 60s, I got very interested in psychic ability, curious about religion and the world's belief systems and so forth. So a lady did a horoscope for me, and it really sort of stunned me as an electrical engineer. This was 1968. Been around for a while, folks. That stimulated my interest. She turned me on to some other psychics. I started reading books by Edgar Cayce, Madame Blavatsky, Ruth Montgomery, all sorts of psychics and readers and spiritualists and so forth. And then I started giving readings in the early 70s, a couple of different methods, regular playing cards. I did a little bit of tarot, a little bit of palmistry, but I had some of my own methods that aren't very well known. I invented some. I created some by mixing other methods that people had. Short story, you can learn to read just about anything if you apply your mind and your heart and your soul, because psychic readings are indeed interpreting symbolism. In 1997, I had a very incredible experience. I had a near-death experience, and at the time, I didn't know anybody who had gone through anything like that. Didn't know people could actually go out there and come back as I did. And many years later, when people started writing about it and talking about it more, I realized I was certainly not the first one to have a near-death experience. But most incredible thing that's ever happened to me, 1977. I wrote a book about it, and you folks would find it quite interesting, actually. It's called A Second in Eternity. A Second in Eternity. It's on Amazon and Kindle. Check it out. It's a very interesting story. It's got the original police records and everything. My episode was rather public, so to speak. So check it out, A Second in Eternity. In 1980, I met a very gifted lady named Alice Worrell, probably one of the most gifted psychics I've ever known, and I've known a lot. She, when I met her in 1980, she did a reading for me using stones. And I was fascinated by the method. Actually, she taught me her method. And within a couple of days after she taught me her method, I started practicing it. And so I started realizing that it's a very powerful method. I'm going to click on 912 for just a second, see if you folks can hear me. 912, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I'll get right back with you, 912. Someone was posting in the room that they couldn't hear, so I wanted to make sure I was on the air. I'll be right back with you, 912.
Okay.
And to all you folks who would like a reading, like I said, we'll get to you all in time. I will. So first couple readings are not area code 912, 212, and 216, and we'll keep you posted. Probably get to everybody tonight. But when Alice Worrell taught me lithomancy in 1980, completely fascinated me. I'll be doing some readings with lithomancy tonight, which is basically reading stones. I use 16 stones. 10 are planet stones: Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto. And 6 are personal stones: love, life, luck, commitment, timing, and place. When I do this in person, someone drops the stones and I read them like a clock. When I do it over the phone, as I will be doing this evening, I charge the stones up. You say drop. I read them like a clock the same way. And basically what I mean by reading them like a clock, I start in the center, read up to the top of a circle of leather that defines a circle. And I read around like a clock for 12 weeks. So I'll do some readings for you folks this evening. Also read with cards, regular playing cards. So if you've got a specific question, I can either drop some stones or check out with some cards. But in 2000, I came back from Europe. I lived in Europe during the 90s, playing music and doing readings. And when I came back from Europe in 2000, I was curious how other people did lithomancy readings. I couldn't find anything written online about it, no book about it, not a comprehensive book, so I decided to write a book. And that book is now available. It explains how to read stones, read patterns of stones. It is called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. So you folks be sure and check it out if you're interested in learning this interesting and fascinating methodology. Having said that, I'm going to move on to some callers and start taking some calls and giving some short readings to you folks. And again, we're back with 912. How are you, brother?
Hello, how you doing?
Good. I recognize the voice. What's your name, brother?
Yeah, Jamar.
Okay. How can I help you tonight, Jamar?
All right, well, I just had this question about this this woman that I got back in touch with after a few months. And I feel like a strong connection with her. I wanted to know what's between us. I guess it's anything.
Okay, you and this lady, okay. Tell you what, I'm going to drop some stones for you, and I'll kind of look at that in both stones and cards. And all you have to say, Jamar, when it feels right, is one time, just very clearly say drop. And I will drop these stones and see what I see. Okay?
All right.
So whenever you say drop.
Drop.
Okay, well, it feels like you're regaining in confidence. And that's a good step. I feel like you've been building on that for a while, and you're starting to take some bigger steps, some giant steps. And that has a lot to do with how you're going to see love and how you're going to see commitments. Right now, it feels like she's kind of occupied with things, has a lot of stuff she's got to line up. So if communication isn't as strong as you'd like, be patient. Because, you know, we men are a little more impulsive than women are, and we have to be patient. They're much more complex than we are. So, but I do see the communication probably getting better here with you having more confidence within yourself. Because what that does, it allows you to be appealing to her rather than irritating or bothersome or demanding, anything like that. And you want to have your light on. You want to have your armor shining. So during this first week or two, really concentrate on getting yourself spiritually, psychically, mentally, physically, all that sort of methods that really improved. Because that helps you be able to communicate from her from a point of strength and confidence, okay. as a as opposed to a point of just, yes, you know, I'm a guy, I know how needy men get. You know, we are, we're a little simpler than women, but women, you know, they have to make a decision in a different way. So be patient, bring up this power within yourself, and that's going to help you not only know how to communicate, but it's going to help you know how to be more appealing to her. So like I said, it works in your favor, not only with her, but with other love in the future. Does that make sense to you, brother?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, you're gaining confidence. Keep it going. You're gaining confidence. Keep it going. Don't stop halfway. You know what I'm saying?
All right, yeah.
I hope that helps you, brother.
Yeah, it helps.
Thank you. Okay, Jamara. Good luck. I know, I think you've been, seems like before we've talked about this lady, and good luck with it. This is area code 212. Let me get you online here, area code 212. Okay, can you hear
Hello?
Me, 212? Yes, who am I speaking with?
My name is Mary.
Mary, have you ever called in before?
Yes, but it was some time ago.
Oh, that's cool. You just got a nice, vibrant voice, like you're ready to jump out there. That's good.
I'm actually looking out the window right now. It's like, oh, okay. I'm going to jump out onto the terrace across from me.
How can I help you tonight, my dear? Would you like a general reading? You got a specific question? What's happening with you?
Actually, the general reading would be nice, but I was thinking about my career.
Okay, I'll tell you what, I'll do a reading for you, and I'll look at what your career looks like, okay?
Alrighty.
And all you have to do, Mary, when it feels right, is say drop one time very clearly, okay?
Okay.
Whatever feels good, my dear.
Drop.
Okay. Well, interesting enough, you're going through some changes right now that are going to make you a lot stronger, wiser, more determined, and more clear on things. And I think there's a lot of changes in the past recently with place and with situation that are bringing out into you, the love stone's very high here. So it's bringing out to you a feeling of love, of like respect for yourself, of almost like rebuilding yourself in some sort of way from recent changes and upsets. Not that much, but enough to make you want to redefine yourself in some sort of way. And as you do that in this first week or two, that is directly affecting how much you believe in yourself, sell yourself, and that affects how much you like can promote yourself or step up to the next plate. Are you looking for a change in career or change in job?
I'm thinking about it, but the thing is that I just started this current job that I'm in 6 months ago.
Well, I don't necessarily feel like it's something you're going to be doing immediately. In fact, I feel like what you're going through in this first couple weeks is, even though you've learned the ropes a lot, you're getting better at it. You're getting more efficient. You're even putting aside some of the, I don't know if it's pettiness or stupidity that seems to go around a little bit, putting everything in context. Because by the second and third week here, it's kind of like you've got a full package again back in your life. You've got the experience of being there, and you've got the experience of being able to start thinking beyond the box, outside the box, where you might go on long term. And that seems to help you by the third and fourth and fifth week have a fresh vision of what you can do. And that seems to put you in a position from the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, where not only are you getting more and more bang for your buck out of where you're working. It may not be a huge raise, but it's more, it's like you're packaging yourself. You're dealing with things better. You're bringing luck to yourself. You're knowing how to advance, even if the limitations around you, the things around you feel limiting. You're starting to see how to advance in spite or because of them. And that's what seems like it really sets you into play on the long term as far as having not only the confidence to move more directly toward where you want to be, but also the skill set, the inventiveness, the creativity. So there's a lot of fresh things that are happening to you in this 3 months period, even where you're at. They're going to help you see the long term of more possibilities. And even as I was seeing this frustration here that you've been kind of dealing with, it's really helping you line things up, as I was saying earlier, line things up for yourself a lot. So be patient with yourself. Make the most out of what you're learning now, because that will become even more and more valuable in the future. And you'll sort of know, it feels like beyond this 3 months, maybe another 6 months or a year that you're ready to take a big dive again if they don't give you what you are worth, that sort of thing. Is this making sense to you, my dear?
Right, right. Yes, it does make sense. Yes, so, like if I feel that I deserve a raise and they don't give me one, then and I have the experience, then I should move on to another job.
Right. Okay. But you're not quite there yet, but it feels like in this first 4 or 5 weeks you're programming yourself to be there, you're seeing yourself there, you're advancing a lot, you're seeing how to get fresh opportunities in spite of seems like there's some inefficiency going on there, some clumsiness, bad decision making. It may be a little bit removed from you, but it affects you. As you go through this 3 months period, you're going to learn how to advance in spite of that, and that's what's going to really help you break out of the sort of the cage you feel like they put you in sometimes, limitations and so forth. Does that make sense to you, dear?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Well, good. God bless you, girl. That's, as I say, 3 months in 3 minutes.
That's great. And in such a charming way, too. Thanks.
Well, you too, my dear. And I appreciate your God bless you, because I wish that to you and I wish it to everybody. And God does bless me. And I say thanks every day. And we should say thanks. I hope that helps you, Mary.
Yes, it sure does. Thank you so very much.
God bless you, girl. We have a lot of folks in the chat room here. I mean, in the chat room. I'm not going to be paying a whole lot of attention to it because I've got other things to do. So do indeed type away, Adam and Chris and the other guests. And I will move on with another call. This is 216. Are you with us, 216? Let me see if I can get you on here, 216. Yeah.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Good. Who am I speaking with?
My name's Sharon.
Sharon, how are you, my dear?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good, 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 good. Well, it's always a choice, remember, so continue to make that choice.
I know. It's a good point.
How can I help
you
today?
You know, I'd like you a general read for, like, the next 90 days for career.
Okay.
Jobs.
Well, there are a lot of stones that come up, and they all seem to affect each other, so I'll tell you what I see in addition to career, because like I said, a lot of things affect everything. Okay, my dear?
Okay.
And what I am doing, I am charging these 16 stones up. And all you have to do when it feels appropriate is one time very clearly just say drop. Okay?
Okay.
Whenever it feels right for you.
Go ahead and drop.
There you go. Okay, excuse me just a second.
That's okay.
Yeah, I had a cough, didn't want to get it on the air. You've been kind of healing through a lot of things very effectively. And I think that's starting a whole new feeling for you about places where you're at, both home and workplace. So you're having healed from some of these upsets, miscommunication, misdirection. It's almost like, in a way, you feel like you've been misled some way. And I don't think it was consciously misled as just much as people didn't know any better in some way. But as you go through this first couple days and week, let the fact that you've released a lot of frustration and you're really making a good transition in your life to be much more open, creative, spontaneous, that sort of thing, let that consciously affect you in these next couple weeks. Every time you feel yourself having regrets or doubts, just turn that page off, take that broken record off, and allow yourself to see how you really are feeling more and more inspired by the day, because that's what I see taking place for you. Now, that's going to set into play a way for you to, are you looking for a new job or looking for a job?
Yes, I'm looking for a permanent job. I'm contracting, yes.
Okay. As you go through this next week or two, start seeing fresh ways of seeing opportunity, building opportunity, creating links to people, getting contacts together, thinking outside the box, new ways to, even though there may be some limitations around what you can do, there's new ways to promote it, to express it, that sort of thing. And so because you've come out of this sort of doubtful area, which is good, and you're moving into this expansive area, don't shortchange yourself. Every time you feel some expansion, some creativity, even if you can't use it at this moment, you can store that up and know how to use it in the future. Because by the third and fourth week here, you've gone through so much creativity that you're really ready to try your luck on things. Even if it's where you're at, you're able to you have to push people forward in some way. They seem like they're locked in place. Old methods, something like that, outdatedness in some sort of way. And even though you may not have a whole lot of control over it, at the right time, at the right place, you can be pretty powerful and expressive. Again, it's the right time at the right place. Is this making sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
You with me, girl?
Do you see me landing? Go on.
Yeah, I do see you landing something permanent, because as you go through this, especially because you've let go a lot of doubts in the past, and you've wondered if your name is still on the magic scale,
mm-hmm.
and I'm saying yes, it absolutely is, but you can raise it up. You know, you see you raise up your own status, and you're consciously, directly, determined wise. And that becomes, just like you practice music, becomes second nature. And as you do that in the next couple of weeks, you're going to find yourself probably back in a more magical space than you felt for a while. More lucky, more fortunate. This is when you can more effectively deal with the limitations you feel imposed upon you. And you can, with this new sort of way you see yourself, you can sell yourself more effectively. And that's what it really boils down to. Because it's not so much the skills are important to a potential employer, but really the dynamics of a personality. They can teach you what they need you to know. They can't make you a interesting, spontaneous, creative. So you want to do that to yourself. So when you, in these next couple weeks, and I'm not saying it takes weeks to land a job. I feel like over these next couple weeks, as you continue to send out resumes, you've been doing that correctly, correct?
Oh, yes.
Okay, it feels like as you continue, but you do it from a more optimistic point of view, believe that you can pull the right job to yourself. And the reason I say that a lot to people, both in readings and in life, is because my whole life, I'm 67, even though I was electrical engineer in college, I chose to play music and traveled all over and played music and never did have much of a singing voice. But the last 25 years of my life, I played solo piano and guitar and sang. And I'm a crappy singer.
Wow.
But I learned to pull it off by the one thing that's most important I didn't have is a good voice. So I used personality. I used style. I learned songs. I used what I had and made it even better. And that's what I feel like you're learning to do again, because you're coming out of this sort of cloudy period. And as you do that, you're setting yourself up to be able to sell yourself better, because you're moving the doubt aside. And that's what's going to ring the bell for you. It feels like by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, you're in a position to where people are going to be picking up more and more about your quality, your vibrancy, and really wanting to connect with you, wanting you on their team, as opposed to now you've kind of felt like, well, I want on their team. And you do.
Okay.
But you want them to want you, too. And that's why this big buildup is real important for you in these next couple of weeks. Because, yeah, I can't put a date on the job, but it does feel like from about the third and fourth and fifth week on, you've recreated yourself in a way that's much more convincing to you and to other people. And that's what's going to put you in not only a position for a job, but it's going to heal you on a lot of love issues and relationship issues and set you up a lot better in the future for being fearless. So that's why you're kind of going through this doubt time, is to learn how to get to the other side of it. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
It does. It makes sense.
Okay. That's short and sweet. I call it 3 months in 3 minutes, but you're going to come out at the end of this three-month period much more empowered than you believe. So don't limit yourself. Okay?
Thank you so
you
much.
You too, girl.
Bye,
you
dear.
Too. Goodbye, dear. Bye-bye. Sharon. You have a good day. All right. And all you folks can go back and listen to the archives. Let you know where we have 111 coming up, 661-951, and I will get to you in just a second. I'm going to take about a 30-second break here and get a little water, clear my throat. Be back in about 30 seconds, folks. Stick right with me. This is a short term called, song called La Money. Be right back with you. That was 45 seconds of Lamani. So good to have you folks with us tonight again. This is Blog Talk Radio, and you are listening to Gary L. Wimmer. You can check out what I do and what the other psychics do on Psychics Gone Wild by going to psychicsgonewild.com. And for those of you that came in late, check out a couple books I've written. You'll find them very interesting. A Second in Eternity. There's a book about a near-death experience I had in 1977. And to this day, it inspires me more and more every day. Most incredible things ever happened to me, or ever could. One thing I learned from that experience, among many, is never fear death. Never fear death. It's beautiful out there. This is our challenge. Here, now, this life, as humans. Never fear death. Nobody wants to die a horrible death, of course, but don't fear what's on the other side. It's beautiful. And another thing I learned is how much power there is in the universe to help us through everything. So as I tell clients, choose to see every moment in life as empowering rather than as the universe screwing with you. Because if you see it as empowering you, you will indeed find the next step to that power. So check out my books. A Second Eternity, and if you're interested about what I'm doing with lithomancy, check out Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. And you can find me on Psychics Gone Wild, or you can go to lithomancy.com, lithomancy.com, and you'll find me. Having said that, we are with 11111. Are you there, 11111111?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hello.
Gary, this is Patricia.
Patricia, how are you, my dear?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I always choose to make it great, so that's my answer. I wake up every day deciding I'm going to be the happiest person on the planet. Nobody can prove me otherwise. It's my choice.
That's right. Yeah, you have to make those choices.
Amen.
Period. Yes.
How can I help you, Patricia?
I think I would probably, I guess, go for a general reading in relationships and wealth, money.
Relationships and money, that seems to be what we're often curious about as human beings is love and getting the rent paid.
Yeah.
I certainly know getting the rent paid, as I was saying earlier, I've been through so many crises in my life, I just look at them all now as curveballs and me getting a bigger bat every time. So, having said that, Patricia, these stones are all charged up, my dear. All you have to do is say drop whenever it feels good for you.
Drop.
All right. Well, a lot of people are getting Pluto on the top. Time for you to let go of your doubts about how much you can move forward. You've got the Life Stone and Neptune just in this first week. You've got Jupiter, the Luck Stone, and the Moon all in the center. Let the past be the past. Learn from it. Because you've been thinking about it too much, dealing with it too much. And it feels like in this first week or so, you get to redirect yourself toward really where you want to go, what you want to do. Now, it doesn't give you all the answers immediately, but it does set you up to start feeling much better about both career and love and emotions sooner rather than later. So, again, allow yourself just to see that you're going to be happy, inspired, creative, think outside the box, see new plans. And as you do, you're bringing a lot of luck to yourself emotionally, which is the first step toward you feeling confident about both career and relationships. By the second and into the third week, you're going to be quite aware of, wow, you really are creating a fortunate cycle for yourself. And it's not an accident. It's because you've decided to put the doubt and the worry and the stress a little bit in the background so you can see the path ahead of you. Is this making sense to you?
A bit.
Okay, well, in this first week, you've got the Life Stone and Neptune, and that's saying think big, think large, see where you want to go. And use your imagination and your intuitive ability to start, you've got helpers, you've got guides, you've got spirituality, you've got all these things you can work for you as you bring them into play. And that means letting go of all the doubts you have and the changes and why me, God, what did I do to deserve this shakeup?
Right.
So as you go through that, you're learning, wow, this shakeup is exactly what I needed in order for me to restructure your whole belief about yourself and your luck and your confidence. And that's what's happening. And by the second and the third week in a series of steps, this initial surge of determination, of spirituality in this first week is going to turn more and more into to become second nature. You know, not overnight, but as you practice, just like music. And by the third week here, you have a part of yourself back in play that hasn't been in play in a while, and that's you feeling very good about yourself emotionally, relationship-wise, seeing how what you have to offer as a woman, as a female, as a person. And that affects you not only in your ability to take on fresh commitments, which means fresh jobs and fresh feelings about love, but it actually turns you by the fourth and fifth weekend into what sure feels like you're getting a renewed feeling of love in your life and a feeling around your environment, your home, your place of confidence, as opposed to not quite content with it in some sort of way. By the fifth and sixth week here, you've really lined up a lot of emotions, very positive for yourself, that are going to allow you to take more direct action with more assertiveness and more determination. And that includes when you see an opportunity, whether it's a job or an interesting guy you'd like to meet, either one, you have the boldness to say, hey, I want to see my name on that. I believe in that. Why not? Why shouldn't it be me? You see what I'm saying? And even in this first couple of even in his first couple of days and week, you're practicing that. You're thinking outside the or different from than you have been. You know, with a lot of shakeups you've been through recently. So yeah, this first week or two of you really seeing yourself succeeding sets up the stage for you to succeed. I relate a lot of things to playing the piano because I taught myself to play piano. I grew up with six brothers. I never had a chance to have a piano. I learned to play guitar because you could turn the amp off or play in the garage where my brothers wouldn't bother me or I wouldn't bother them, but I couldn't haul a piano around. We didn't have a piano. So at 30, I decided to play the piano. And literally, I practiced 12, 14 hours a day, 7 days a week for 2 years. And within 3 years, I was playing piano bars. I wasn't great, but I was good enough for people to enjoy it. You'd be surprised how much growth you can bring to yourself just by deciding that's where you're going to go. And so by the fourth and fifth and sixth week, because of this new vision you have of yourself in this first week, and why not, time for a fresh version, time for a fresh vision. It's not overnight, but by the second and third week, you feel lucky. And by the fourth and fifth week, you feel better about your place, and you're able to start really hitting home runs. You get people who see how you can take on responsibility and want you to be part of their team. So your ability to sell yourself and sell yourself in a fresh way, in a different way, comes a lot into play. And by the sixth and seventh and eighth week here, things are really working for you. Actually, they're going to work for you in this first week. I'm not saying wait 6 or 7 weeks. I'm saying 6 or 7 weeks from now, you're going to be surprised at how much momentum you've built up. And it's by this first week of you deciding that, okay, I'm not going to worry about the past or things I can't change or the curveballs I've been thrown. You've got the Moon, Jupiter, Uranus, Pluto and Mercury all close together here. And that's showing a lot of leaving this position of feeling confused and frustrated and entering this sphere in this first couple weeks of you feeling very empowered. By the 8th and 9th and 10th week here, you're breaking new bounds. And you're so glad your decision-making at that time is based more on what you can do and where you are going rather than the fact that you didn't hit a home run in the first inning. There's 8 more innings and 50 more games. You with me?
Yes.
So take this first week, give yourself a deep breath, re-inspire yourself, and start almost writing down how you're going to hit a home run, how you're going to land the right relationship, the right guy, and the right things. Just like you practice the piano, take active participation in how you're going to recreate yourself. And that seems to be the theme I've gotten from a couple people today because of a lot of Pluto right near the past. So a lot of you folks are going through a lot of letting go of doubts and fears here, which is a continuous process. I'm 67 and I learn something new every day about it. So I hope that helps you, dear. There's going to be a lot of luck for you coming sooner rather than later. You're not going to have to wait too long to feel yourself re-energized. And that's what's going to sell your, that's going to put you a new resonance, a new light from yourself shining outward and bringing people toward you, both relationships and business. I can't put a date on the time, a date or a time on the job, because it feels like you're feels like you're getting more opportunities coming up rather than fewer. And why not think that way?
All right.
Believe that
all
you
right.
should. You know, does that make sense to you, girl?
Yeah.
And again, I can only cover so much in a 3-minute reading.
Right.
For you folks that are interested, I can certainly cover a lot more in a 30-minute reading. And I do record them, by the way, and I'll send you a link. So, Patricia, I hope that inspires you. Be inspired. You have no reason not to be. You've got luck in Jupiter and the Moon right in the center. You're not going to be months away from being happy. You're getting charged up by the day, and don't deny yourself that opportunity.
Does that
help you?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Good, Patricia. God bless you, girl.
Take care.
You too, my dear. And again to you folks, go to Psychics Gone Wild. On the left side of the page is a contact. Be sure and fill out the form, and you will be setting yourself up for prizes, books, T-shirts, mugs, whatever. And check us out on Psychics Gone Wild. We can certainly give more information in a 30-minute reading than in a 3-minute reading. Having said that, I am your only host tonight, so I'm moving on because other than you folks and myself, I don't have anybody to talk to. So I will start talking to 661. Are you there? 661.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Gary. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my dear. Who am I speaking with?
Lisa.
Lisa. Lovely Lisa. How are you doing today, girl? And how may I help you?
Fine. Wondering if you can look at the next few months. Looking for what could be interim work, too.
Did you say intern or interim?
Interim, like...
patchwork between jobs? Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Boy, I've known that my whole life. Go ahead.
I work with agencies, so sometimes longer-term temporary jobs of a couple months or a month.
And you want to see more permanency, am I correct?
Yes, and I'm working towards that, but it's just hard to say with timing.
Okay.
When that might be.
Well, I'll tell you what, my dear Lisa, you just say drop whenever it feels appropriate, and I'll tell you when I see you.
Okay. Drop.
Okay. Well, again, Pluto's coming up on the top. Must be a lot of things about Pluto. You've also got the Love Stone here to start, which, again, the Love Stone's come up in several people's. It feels like an outgrowing of love for yourself is the most important thing. It doesn't mean you're not giving it. Are you in a relationship right now?
No, not really.
Okay, that's kind of what I felt, not really. Even if it is, it's not really. Because there's Pluto right next to the commitment stone, but there's the love stone on top here. What's that saying is be in love with who you are, where you are, what you got right now. Because by being in love with that, you open the door for other things to happen. I do feel like you're even kind of being juggled around a little bit is increasing your skill set. It's helping your spontaneity. It's allowing you to know how to... communicate with different people, with different needs, in different situations, with an overall effectiveness. That's one of the main keys to your future. So even though you're kind of frustrated at this seeming impermanence, there's a meaning behind it. There's a message behind it. It's helping you garner different strengths in different areas. So that when you're able to move on, you have this broad skill set. I, as a musician...
I've been doing it for years, though.
Yeah, I know, but I've played music for 45 years, and just in the last 5 years, because of back pain, decided I can't play music anymore. I can't move the gear. Uh-huh. I'm 67. It's not like I'm a spring chicken. But in looking back at my life, I realize now why I never made a big hit in music, because... that's not what I was supposed to do with the better part of my life. The universe allowed me to play around for a long time while I was taking it as frustration because I was never advancing beyond being a working musician. But so be patient, accept it. Even though you've been doing it a long time, you're building up a skill set, not only for yourself, but a skill set in your mind. And that means you can, take on things that are very different than what you have taken on. And that means you know how to hit home runs with the balls that are being fired now. It develops your skill set. And that's what I feel like is really helping me a lot. So don't be frustrated. Easier said than done, like everything. Don't be frustrated what hasn't been working. Be inspired by how you're going to double down on yourself. Believe in yourself even more. Put fearlessness aside. And that has to do with loving right where you're at, right what's going on with you. Because what you're doing by the first couple weeks here is you're lining yourself up to where you can take big jumps and strides. And you do that by having not only the confidence and the experience, but the boldness to go to an employer and say, look, I'm the one you want. I'm the best person you'll ever get, regardless of who's out in the hall waiting for the job. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm taking classes now, too, so that's part of the delay. But
it is. Is it real estate? Is it real estate?
It's related to architecture. So that's
okay.
Kind of
it felt like something like that. Buildings, real estate, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That feels going to be very good for you. That's going to open up a lot of possibilities. You jumped ahead of me. I saw Saturn here pointing to this, which has to do with education. And by the fifth and sixth week here, you're going to realize how much this is helping you. And that's what it feels like is going to hit you the home run. You've got two or three talents. That's what I was feeling earlier. You're building up talents in different areas.
That's true, because there are things outside of that too, creative things. But it seems like it's harder to focusing on the mundane day to day.
Well, you know, it's hard to. When I played music,
it's not harder, but
it's more fun to play good stuff than it was to play, you know, some
mm-hmm.
stupid country songs I played my whole life. So we got to
mm-hmm.
eat. I wanted to play jazz and rock, but I ended up playing a lot of country in bands that, hell, I'd never even met the people. I'd show up and they'd pay me and I'd, what key is this in? You know, invent it as we go along. But that's how you develop spontaneity. And that's what it feels like, that even though you have a lot of spontaneity, you're not, you haven't brought it into as effective as it could be for you. And it doesn't necessarily mean being wild and crazy and unpredictable, but it means stretching your own bounds. And that's why I say the frustration of things, look at that with love and look at what you're learning. And this education thing that I was just about to mention before you said it here is really going to, by the fifth and sixth and seventh week, is going to give you fresh opportunities that you didn't have right now or that you can't do right now. And from the ninth to the 12th week here, I see you selling yourself a lot better to the right people because of what you've learned and because of the education and because you're just determined to sell yourself in a way that you maybe were reluctant to before, didn't feel like you were quite prepared or that sort of thing. So
right.
That,
and
that really,
I mean,
go ahead.
What I'm working on will give me more credentials.
Absolutely.
But my immediate concern is just making it through the classes and financially and getting support that I need.
Just decide that that's going to work. There's no guarantee you'll be here tomorrow or me or the universe, but we probably will be. But from one who's never been booked up my whole life, more than a month or two, and I'm serious. I'm really serious about that. I learned real young to believe in miracles because the other option was being homeless and unemployed, you know. So don't limit yourself on how much you can, change your pattern. And it feels like you're worn out. Yeah, I've been here. I've done this. But you're getting more perfection every time. There's no limit to how much we can grow spiritually, mentally, psychically, and how many miracles we can create because of that. So let this feeling of love right around you, everything that's going on with you, including the weight and the frustration you've had, love that so it can turn into a whole new system for you and a whole new sense of power, creativity, selling points. That's going to work out for you. The education's really good. It's a strain right now. It's taking a lot of time. It's putting pressure. It's making your doubts. But you're going to pull through it great. And that's going to really help you a lot. And toward the end of this three-month
mm-hmm.
period, I think you're really you're hitting home runs. You're connecting with the right people at the right time, at the right place to make the difference. Be patient. Does that help you, girl?
Yeah. So you see me making it through the next few months.
Yeah. And start just this week by going, you know what? Everything's cool. The more we decide that, the more we see confirmation of it.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I've had to learn that my whole life just to make a living because I was never booked. I played piano one night, bass the next, lead guitar the next, country band the next, folk music the next.
Wow.
You know, a lot of musicians I know, they played blues and that was it. I played blues, country, rock, jazz, piano bar, you name it. But I always had a little bit of cash flow, and they were always living on girlfriends, and I was supporting my girlfriends on my musician salary. So think big. and help you, girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like your attitude. You're always so positive.
Think big. Think big. God bless you, Lisa. I hope that helps you, girl.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate
it. You too, my dear. You too.
Take care.
You too, my dear. I always appreciate you callers and always enjoy helping people. And I wish I could tell everything about everything, but I can't and shouldn't. If I could, I'd tell everybody the winning lottery numbers and split it with you, and we'd both be rich. But it just doesn't work that way. But do check out what I do, LITHOMANCY.com, lithomancy.com, or you can go to Psychics Gone Wild and look at Gary Wimmer and the rest of the great psychics on Psychics Gone Wild. Or for that matter, you can Google GARYWIMMER psychic and you'll find me. Having said that, we are with area code 951. Are you with us, 951?
Hey, it's Nathaniel. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you doing, Nathaniel?
I'm pretty good. I'm hanging in there, I suppose.
Hey, we're all hanging in there, brother. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I'm just wondering if any money is going to be coming my way soon.
Okay.
Loaded question, kind of.
I'm going to look for some cards and I'll tell you what, Nathaniel, just say drop when it feels appropriate, and I'll look at some of these stones as well as some cards, okay?
Okay. So
whenever it feels right to you, just say drop.
Right about...
Okay, well, the interesting thing that came out before the rest of the stones is the Jupiter, and it came at the top, and it's kind of pointing to the past, but it's still the highest stone. So quit looking like the best times were in the past, and it was most... beneficial for you. The reason I say that is you have the luck stone right next to Jupiter and the magic stone. You've got a lot of these good stones here in this first week or two. So that feels like it's not only going to lead you to fresh opportunity, it's going to lead you to being able to bring that to yourself with more assurance, with more determination, with more being at peace with yourself and your own creativity. So a lot of these desires you have to expand financially are also desires for you to expand in other areas that make the financial things work, like attitude and feeling good about balance and harmony and all that sort of thing. So as you go through these first couple weeks, you keep yourself geared on the best parts of my life are about to come up. The best finances in my life are about to come up. You may not know where. When I was learning to play piano, teaching myself at 30, I didn't know what clubs I'd be playing at. But I knew if I stuck with it for 2 or 3 years and got to be a good piano player, they'd hire me. And being just a guitarist, got without a good voice, my ways to make a living started becoming numbered unless I became more versatile. So you feel this... You should feel this sort of renewal within yourself, and the best times are ahead, not behind. That has all these stones in the middle. You got a very strong triangle here. It has to do with you thinking positive, you operating positive, and you seeing the results of that. Because by the fifth and sixth week here, it feels like you're landing some sort of situation that gives you much more permanence around your environment. And between now and then, what you're learning about how you're almost regrouping with yourself, your talents, your ability. You got a lot of artistic ability, too. Use that in connection with how you sell yourself. What do you do?
Pardon
me?
Yes, I'm a musician. I play guitar and many other instruments.
Ah, okay. I could feel this artistic thing with you. Well,
it's funny how singers, you know, I can name a lot of singers that just sing and they happen to play guitar and, you know, they weren't really singers either, you know, and I could probably name some real guitar gods and stuff that, you know, if you really think about it as a singer, they don't, you know, they're not that good, you know.
No, but I played with several great, great, great singers when I was young. Gary Morris from Wind Beneath My Wings, Jerry Lynn Williams, who wrote a lot of hits for Clapton, the Fuller Brothers, John Denver, a lot of people I played with when I was young that became very successful because they had great voices. I didn't have the great voice, but I had the attitude and the determination. So, yeah, I feel like what you're doing is developing a more broad skill set for yourself. I didn't always enjoy playing country, but I did it because instead of playing blues downtown Austin and making $75 where all my friends were, I'd go out of town and play in a stupid country band and make $250. You know?
And, they really have sincere fans. I think country music is one good thing about the fans. They're probably the most sincere fans you could have.
Especially in the 80s, they had all these dance halls all over the South. Now, a lot of that has died in the last 10 or 15 years. But, in the 80s, they had all these dance halls, and I and a group of other guitarists, we were always being flipped around from one band to another. But I didn't play in the cool spots in Austin where I live, which is the music capital of the world. I played in Nixon and Cuero and Luling and Gonzales and these little bitty towns outside. But I was making $300 a night instead of $60. Well, hell, I'll go for the money. So I feel like you're redesigning your credentials for yourself and your expertise. Think broad. Do two or three different things at once. It is a difficult career, man, but I see this triangle again, and that's you unifying with yourself in terms of how lucky you're going to be. You've got three or four stones indicating that very strongly here in this first week or two. Reignite with your luck, with your passion, with your confidence, with your creativity. Because when you do that, you pull gigs your way. I used that my whole life. I really did. I went to Europe for a two-month gig and ended up spending 7 years over there just because I met people who knew I wasn't the best singer, but they liked my attitude, and I played well. You know, the one thing I had over all these other guitar players in Europe who sang great is they banged on the guitar. So I certainly made my guitar playing stand out. That's what I see you doing, getting more and more into your uniqueness. Also find places to play that you can express that, whether it's songwriter things. You know, in the 80s, I had everybody in the business from Ray Charles to Marty Balin to Garth Brooks all interested in my songs, and I never got the final cut. And I was kind of frustrated. November 8th, 47.
Oh, November 8th. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a Scorpio. Yeah. Crazy, okay. Weird Scorpio. But
you're artists, born the week of Scorpio 2 is the week of depth.
Well, I know I've had to explore a lot of it just to maintain sanity. You know?
And you're actually born the year of Scorpio 2.
I probably am. It seemed like someone mentioned that to me once.
Yeah, 47, the year of the boar, is lucky in business.
Yeah, I'm the pig. I'm the year of the pig.
I know.
Boar.
Ian Anderson's another wonderful boar, and Elton John.
Right. Well, they've certainly made it big, and I have no complaints that I didn't make it big because I made it fun. Nathaniel, we're about to end here. God bless you, brother. Good luck, man. And to all you folks, we had a lot of callers tonight. I was moving as fast as I can to be some sort of complete. Couldn't reach everybody. Wish I could. Try back next week or call in early. Try to get with you. Again, that Psychics Going Wild on Monday nights. We've got less than a minute, so I just wanted to thank all you folks. Check out LITHOMANCY.com, lithomancy.com, or Psychics Gone Wild for myself, Gary Wimmer, and the other psychics, or just Google Gary Wimmer, GARYWIMMER. You'll find me. Going out with an old song I wrote many years ago called When Our Hearts All Beat Together. A crude recording, 1980. What a pretty song. God bless you, folks. See you next week.
Power, love, and glory. It's amazing what we do. together.